exactly 4 o'clock. Hour 2 of the show coming up in just a flash. This is Strictly Right. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio.
Don't you know how sweet it is? honey, to keep me loving you. And with every passing minute, oh baby, so much joy wrapped up in it.
Welcome to the 4 o'clock hour of the Shukri Wright Show. We're here with you until 5 today. Here on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Glad you can join us on this marvelous Friday afternoon, wherever you may be. However you may be listening, thank you for making the show part of your afternoon. We're gonna get back into talking about the All-Star Skills Competition tonight in St. Louis in just a little bit. But before that, I actually want to take advantage of the opportunity now to do the PSA for the 4 o'clock hour and as well as station identification on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. So we're going to do that first. And we are going to pause momentarily for station identification. This is 91.5 FM WMFO.
Freeform listeners, the president of Tufts University.
This is Tony Monaco, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
This is Steven Pinker, and you are tuned in to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Pure Pleasure Technology, Tufts Freeform and Educational Radio.
Leave your cares behind, come with us and find the pleasures of the journey to the center of the mind.
180 over 111, and I had a stroke. When I woke up, I couldn't speak or walk.
145 over 92, and then I had a heart attack.
182 over 100, and I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest, and then a stroke. Everything changed. It felt like my life was over.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from invisible or silent.
150 over 90, and I had a stroke. If I would have followed a treatment plan, I would not be in this situation.
180 over 110, and I had a stroke.
And I'm 33, so I never see this coming.
If you've come off your treatment plan, get back on it, or talk with your doctor to create an exercise, diet, and medication plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe. Everything's changed. Head to toe.
Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
That was brought to you by 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford, Tufts Free Form Radio. pardon me. So, tonight, as we talked about during the previous segment, that the NHL All-Star competition is going to be tonight, and the events of the six events for the NHL All-Star Skills competition tonight it's all here. It is the Bridgestone NHL Fastest Skater, Bud Light NHL Safe Streak, Honda NHL Accuracy Shooting, Elite Women's 3-on-3 presented by Adidas, Enterprise NHL Hardest Shot, and Gatorade NHL Shooting Stars. And the participants, oh my, look at this. Of course it's star-studded, it's the All-Star game, but here are the participants for the Fastest Skater competition. Jack Eichel, the Buffalo Sabres, Nathan MacKinnon, Colorado Avalanche, Connor McDavid, the Edmonton Oilers, Matthew Barzal of the New York Islanders, Chris Kreider of the New York Rangers, Anthony Duclair, the Ottawa Senators, Travis Konecny, the Philadelphia Flyers, and Quinn Hughes of the Vancouver Canucks. Whew. I mean, listen, McDavid has won it each and last, I believe, 2 years, if I'm not mistaken. And, I mean, frankly, I expect McDavid to win it, but something tells me that Jack Eichel maybe has a chance. I think he does. So it's going to be fascinating to watch. Now, moving forward, you have the Bud Light NHL Safe Streak competition. And the goalies that'll be in the competition is David Rittich of the Calgary Flames, Tristan Jarry of the Pittsburgh Penguins, Jordan Binnington of the St. Louis Blues, Andrei Vasilevskiy of the Tampa Bay Lightning, Frederick Anderson, the Toronto Maple Leafs, Jacob Markstrom of the Vancouver Canucks, Braden Holtby at the Washington Capitals, and Connor Hellebuck at the Winnipeg Jets. Then you have the Honda NHL Accuracy Shooting competition. And the guys that'll be in it, Jacob Slavin of the Carolina Hurricanes, Tyler Bertuzzi of the Detroit Red Wings, Leon Draisaitl of the Edmonton Oilers, Jonathan Huberdeau of the Florida Panthers, Nika Hershier of the New Jersey Devils, Tomas Hertl of the San Jose Sharks, Alex Pietrangelo of the St. Louis Blues, and Mark Scheifele of the Winnipeg Jets. I am going to give you my picks of who wins each selection or each competition a little bit after I'm finished reading everything. And now, for the first time this year, two teams, the American All-Stars and the Canadian All-Stars, they will compete in Elite Women's 3-on-3 presented by Adidas. Now, I'm going to read you the players that's going to be representing the Americans and the Canadians as well. And this is the first time that the NHL has done something like this. I'm actually interested as to see how this is all going to play out. So, starting with the Americans, you have the defenseman Casey Bellamy. She's a local gal, Westfield, Mass. Alex Carpenter, she's from North Reading, also a local gal, obviously. Forward Kendall Coyne Schofield, she's from Palos Heights, Illinois. Forward Brianna Decker of Deuceman, Wisconsin. Forward Amanda Kessel from Madison, Wisconsin. Forward Hillary Knight of Sun Valley, Idaho. Forward Jocelyn Lamoru Davidson, she's from Grand Fork, North Dakota. Annie Pankowski from Laguna Hills, California. Goalie Alex Rigsby Cavallini from Delafield, Wisconsin, and defenseman Lee Stecklin, Roseville, Minnesota. Now, on the Canadian side, you have forward Megan Augusta of Ruthven, Ontario, Melodie Dost of Valleyville, Quebec, Anne Renee Desbin of Lamabey, Quebec, Renata Faust of Burlington, Ontario, Laura Fortino of Hamilton, Ontario, Rebecca Johnston, Sudbury, Ontario, forward Sarah Nurse of Hamilton, Ontario, Marie Philip Poulin of Bukesville, Quebec, Natalie Spooner of Scarborough, Ontario, and forward Blair Turnbull of Stellarton, Nova Scotia. Those are the representatives for the American and the Canadians who will face off tonight on the Elite Women's 3-on-3 tournament. It's going to consist of 2 10-minute periods with a running clock, and they're going to switch ends at the end of the first. So the penalties if there are any, they will be served with a penalty shot awarded to the player that specifically has been fouled. Like if a player has been cross-checked, tripped, elbowed, interference, and so forth, they'll be awarded with the penalty shot. So stay tuned for that. So the harder shot tonight, that's my personal favorite. And I'll tell you why. Because, and I will admit, Zdeno Chara has spoiled me in terms of that event, in terms of just the fact that he has set the record, and he won it at 1.5 straight years and set the all-time record at the hardest slap shot in the NHL history with 108.8 miles per hour. And he has long established as having the hardest slap shot in the NHL for years. So, but this year, here are the participants. Mark Giordano of the Calgary Flames, Seth Jones of the Columbus Blue Jackets, Shea Weber of the Montreal Canadiens, Victor Hedman of the Tampa Bay Lightning, Elias Pettersson, Vancouver Canucks, John Carlson, defenseman of the Washington Capitals. Those are the 6 players who will be participating in the hardest shot. Again, all of the festivities you can find tonight on NBCSN. The next one up, the NHL Shooting Stars. This is interesting. So, apparently, it will consist of 8 NHL All-Stars and 1 American Elite All-Star team and 1 Canadian Elite All-Star team member. They're going to compete in the Gatorade Shooting Stars. So, basically, on 1 play at a time, each player will attempt 7 shots to earn points for each target hit. Pucks that don't hit a target will earn no points. Pucks that bounce, deflect, otherwise ricochet into a target will be counted for the highest score value that he hit. And basically, it'll determine like which team will end up winning it. The furthermore explanation on that event is on NHL.com. So what I do have here is the participants for this event, for the NHL Shooting Stars event. So here we go. For the Women's Elite All-Star on the Canadian side, that's to be determined. You'll find out tonight. The Elite All-Stars for the American League, that will be to be determined. Sorry, I said the American League, pardon me. As for the NHLers, yeah, David Pastrnak from our hometown, Boston Bruins. Matthew Tkachuk, the Calgary Flames. Patrick Kane of the Chicago Blackhawks. Tyler Seguin from the Dallas Stars. David Tkachuk, the brother of Matthew Tkachuk. He is of Brady Tkachuk. He is from the Ottawa Senators. David Perron of the St. Louis Blues. Ryan O'Reilly from the St. Louis Blues, and as well as Mitchell Marner from the Toronto Maple Leafs. So, again, so here's the information for that. That's all of that is tonight. You're not going to want to miss it. So here it is. It'll be tonight, as I mentioned. It'll be 8 o'clock on NBCSN. And for those that may be listening on the Canadian side, the game will be exclusively televised on CBC and Sportsnet as well. And then the All-Star game will be tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. So the All-Star game, the 2020 NHL All-Star game was tomorrow, 8 Eastern as well. This time here in the U.S., it'll be on NBC only. It'll be on NBC. So you tune in on your local NBC affiliate, wherever you are in the country. You'll be able to watch the All-Star game. And then as well, those who are listening, who may be listening in Canada, the game will be exclusively on CBC and Sportsnet as part of Hockey Night in Canada's coverage for the game. So that's the broadcast information and so forth. It's gonna be good. I can't wait to watch it tonight myself, and as well as share with you some of my thoughts and so forth. So it's gonna be fun. It's gonna be a lot of fun to see how it all turns out, what gimmicks may unfold, not to mention just some of the really fun events that's going to take place tonight and tomorrow. So gotta stay tuned for that. Coming up next, I mentioned I did want to talk about the Patriots and the Celtics briefly, and we will. Starting around 4:30, we're going to get into a little bit of the Patriots and as well as the Celtics. As by the way, the Celtics, they're away tonight down in Orlando. They are in Orlando tonight to take on the Orlando Magic. That is tonight at 7 on NBC Sports Boston. So definitely not going to want to miss that. So Taco Fall, from all reports, are indicating that he will be rejoining the Celtics for the game in Orlando. So we'll talk about that on the other side of the break. So stay tuned for that. Coming up next, we're going to talk a little bit about the Patriots. Stay tuned. It's going to be a good one. And here we go. This is Shukri Writes. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford, Touch Freeform Radio.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford, Tufts Free Form Radio. We're going to talk a little bit about the Patriots now, in which that I was beginning to think about, like where things may stand in regards to the Patriots and Tom Brady. And one thing I actually want to talk about during the segment, if time permits, briefly, is... is basically, do you think that the Patriots and Brady are at a point where they are basically playing a game of chicken? Or should I say cat and mouse? Because I really do wonder if perhaps if this whole stalemate of Brady haven't really inform the Patriots as to what's going on, and as well as like what the Patriots are planning to do. Because, you know, there's one thing that I was, I was listening to the radio today, and it was something that was actually talked about to some level, and I think that part of it is that we really haven't heard a word from Brady in terms of what is it? We did in a sense, like in terms of he said he wants to fully explore like free agency, like see what else is out there and whatnot. And like, but nothing really more than just that. But I do wonder at what point does New England like say, hey, you know what? We actually got to make a decision here. We have to make a decision here because there is no way we can wait until March 17th when free agency starts and we don't have anything lined up. And I think that's something that the Patriots, I am 100% certain in saying that they're looking to avoid that in totality, because there were examples in which that even if Brady does not return for the Patriots next season, that it basically was... they have done this with other players before, and Brady is a bit different. Obviously, it's a bit different case, but I think about this with Wes Welker. I think about this with Lawyer Malloy. I think about this with Richard Seymour. You think about this with in terms of the tight ends as well. Like, you know, like, I feel like the Patriots are approaching this upcoming, this upcoming new season that's, I mean, obviously, the next season coming up after the new league year starts on March 17th, 18th. Basically, with the mindset that we need to actually approach this with a bit more urgency and stop dinking around and actually take this seriously, whether Brady is here or not. And maybe it's the choice in words of saying that they need to take it a bit more seriously. But I feel like Bill Belichick has to, I mean, this is the offseason that's going to set in stone the future of this franchise for the next 10 years. Mark my words. Bold? Yes, I would say. Crazy? No, not really. Because if you really think about this, and I'll say it again, this is going to be the offseason that really set in stone the New England Patriots in the direction that they're going to be heading for the next 10 years. Even if Brady comes back. And allow me to explain why. And I say this because you think about the needs that the Patriots have. And obviously, the big point of contention is the quarterback position. That doesn't need to be explained. Whether Brady returns or not, it does not negate the fact that the Patriots still need to prepare for the next guy. Whether the next guy is going to be Jared Stidham or not, time will tell. And to those that are out there saying, "Oh, Stidham's not the guy. He's not the guy. hold on a moment. Hold on. You don't know what you really have in Stidham. You honestly speaking, you really just don't know. He may not be able to start. You know, he may not be ready to start right now. That's one thing. But another thing is that to say, well, he's definitely not the guy. You don't know. You just don't know. But we'll find out more next season, you know, and we'll see. We will see. And one thing that I will say is this. The one thing I will say is that when you look at what the Patriots are doing now, and the fact that they are now entering a crossroads. No question that they are entering the crossroads right now that I know Patriot fans did not want to, you know, they didn't want to, like, you know, talk about or discuss for a long time in terms of trying to avoid it. But the fact of the matter is this. The fact of the matter is that they have to approach it with the mindset of, hey, you know, this is now a time in which that you absolutely have to do what you have to do to start preparing yourself for the long term. I could go up and down the list of needs and a Patriot needs and anything that they may, you know, want and have or whatever. But one thing that I will say is that if you are Bill Belichick and you're heading into the offseason, when you're already in the offseason, but I'm talking about in terms of when free agency really begins. In my mind, free agency really begins when free agency begins. I'm serious. Now, your opinion may differ from mine, and that's totally fine and whatnot, but the fact of the matter is you are now entering uncharted territory where you don't know what you may have or what you will have in terms of Brady next season. So my big point of contention is, okay, what do you do now? What do you do now? And the Patriot fans, I'll say, this is going beyond just Tom Brady. And of course, Tom Brady is like the spearhead of it all in terms of financial flexibility. How much, if you decide to bring back Tom Brady, okay, the question becomes, how much you're going to pay him? How does that affect the cap? How does it affect in terms of being able to construct the roster and giving you the best chance to return back to the Super Bowl again? That's something that I absolutely wonder. And that's something that I think about. And that's something that I'm 100% sure that is something that's on the minds of Patriot fans wherever you are. So if you have any thoughts, call into the show at 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. So as to why this offseason is going to be important for the Patriots for the next 10 years, this is the offseason that's going to dictate the course of direction that the New England Patriots go on the next 10 years. My number one reason is because you need to have a sense of direction as to what is it you're going to do next. And like I said, it doesn't matter whether Brady returns or not. Like, it matters in the sense of the sentimental aspect. Yeah, great. But the fact of the matter is, it doesn't matter whether he returns or not for the simple fact that you still have to prepare for after Brady. Who's next? And if Stidham is your guy, okay, You have him wait another, what, year or 2 years? That can't be the worst thing for Stidham in terms of his development. I don't think it would be if he is the guy. But you decide not to bring back Brady, this is the offseason where you can actually go out and get yourself a quarterback. You may not have to necessarily go out and draft a quarterback. Would it be great if he fell to you at pick number 26 in the NFL draft this upcoming April? Would it be great? Yeah, sure. But would it also be great if, for example, that you say, we can go out and get a Teddy Bridgewater? Because again, Bridgewater is in the prime of his career. And who's to say that he couldn't work? He couldn't work here in New England. Here's the kicker, ladies and gentlemen. He's only 27 years old. It feels like he's been in the league for a while, isn't it? It has. But Teddy Bridgewater is a guy, I will tell you right now, if you're the New England Patriots, he'll fly. If in fact you decide not to bring back Brady, he's going to be the first guy that comes off the board. Because you've seen what he can do. We all have. Especially the five games that he filled in for Drew Brees this past season. And then remember, he was a starter once upon a time when he was in Minnesota before he had that horrific leg injury. So this isn't the first time that Teddy Bridgewater would have an opportunity to excel as a starter. He's shown that he can do it. It's a matter of who's willing to take that chance. And that remains to be seen. It's gonna be a fun offseason, but a franchise altering offseason for the New England Patriots. So coming up next, after this break, we're gonna touch on a little bit on the Celtics as they're down in Orlando to take on the Orlando Magic. Tip off at 7 o'clock tonight, and that can be seen over on NBC Sports Boston. This is Shukri Wright. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford, Tufts, Free Farm Radio.
from my mind, yeah.
Welcome back to the Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Here with you until 5 o'clock. And during this time left, we're going to talk about, touch on the Celtics in just a moment. As they are in Orlando tonight to start a three-game road trip, there are some question marks in regards to the health of the team. As one of the concerns that has crept up in regards to some of the guys, that there's a couple of guys that will be out for tonight's game, which includes Enes Kanter. He's going to miss the game tonight with the right hip contusion, and Robert Williams. He's out with the hip injury, so that's going to be definitely something to watch out for. I don't think they'll miss much out in terms of like the offensive rhythm, but definitely if Jason Tatum does in fact miss the game tonight, he is ruled questionable for tonight's game, then it'll definitely be it'll be imperative for guys like Marcus Smart to really step up even more on the offensive end and so forth. So as for the Magic, they've lost three or four since they had upset the Lakers on January 15th. So they have been in a little bit of a slump, but nonetheless, this is a good matchup for a team that's rolling right now in the last two games. As I mentioned yesterday, I mean, it's going to be interesting to see how they continue to carry this offensive momentum that they've had in the last couple of games, especially continuing to improve defensively. So what I'm definitely most interested in, and one thing I want to point out real quick, Taco Fall, he's been called up from the G League. He'll be playing tonight in the game. So definitely keep an eye out for that. And there will definitely be quite a few of his former college teammates, as well as his former coach, who will be in the building, from everything that I've read, in which that they will be talking about, there'll be quite a few fans in the crowd tonight, obviously Celtic fans, that will be rooting for Taco Fall, so that's going to be pretty awesome to see. And I'll tell you what, the Celtics, this is an interesting road trip that they have coming up. One thing I talked about was in terms of the three games that they have coming up, you know, tonight against the Magic, and then Sunday evening, they're in New Orleans, and then as well as on Tuesday coming up, they're in Miami to take on the Heat. So this is the beginning of an interesting stretch for the Celtics, in which that you want to see, can they continue to keep rolling the way that they have, especially offensively, getting the contributions across the board, well, especially defensively, where they've gotten better in the last couple of games. And it's going to be interesting tonight for against an Orlando Magic team that leads the league, actually, they lead the NBA in points allowed per game, with 104.9. So it's definitely going to be interesting to see how this all like develops and unfolds and so forth. So stay tuned for that. Also, in terms of the Celtics tonight, I just also want to point out that in terms of who may be starting, I think actually that job may actually end up going to Taco Fall. I'm saying might. Because keep in mind, Enes Kanter is going to be out with the right hip contusion, so they're kind of thin at that position. So I'm interested in seeing like who ends up getting the start, especially at center. But one thing we do know is the fact that Taco Fall, he will get playing time tonight, but as for how much, that remains to be seen. Kanter and Robert Williams, they're both out, so it looks like it might be Taco Fall, but that remains to be seen. So that'll be something interesting to see how it all develops and so forth. But you definitely need your bench to actually like come through tonight, because like offensively they will definitely be challenged. They will definitely be challenged. But another guy who could potentially be getting the start as well is Vincent Poirier. I mean, because again, like, as I mentioned, they're thin at the center position right now. And it's Kanter out. Robert Williams also out for tonight's game. So that's going to be a challenge for Brad Stevens to figure out who's going to be starting at center, and as well as distributing the minutes evenly. So that's going to come down to possibly Vincent Poirier and as well as Taco Fall. So that remains to be seen. I'll definitely be interested to see how it all unfolds, especially during pregame and so forth. So with all of that being said, I just want to spend the next couple of minutes I have remaining on the Shukri Wright Show here at 91.5 FM on WMFO in Medford. Just want to point out a couple of programming notes. I'll be on tomorrow at my regular slot, 5 to 6. 5 p.m. to 6 tomorrow, I'll be on. So that'll be my regular slot. I'll be back on that slot tomorrow, evening and so forth. And right now, tentatively, I will be on again next week, Thursday, from 5 to 6. So for those that follow me on Twitter, you can follow me. For those who don't, you can follow me at Shukri Wright, at Shukriwrights. That's all one word. I usually tweet it out, and like for those who follow me on Twitter and so forth. So I will be on Sat tomorrow night, 5 to 6, and again next week Thursday, 5 to 6 as well. So for any like programming updates and so forth, definitely keep it here. And also follow me on Twitter, as I usually tweet it out. I'm pretty good with that stuff, actually. So definitely keep in touch. Definitely that's one way to hit me up on social media and so forth. And even Instagram. I mean, darn. I don't mention Instagram enough, actually. So follow me on Instagram as well at @SWRIGHTS_radio. That's all one word. I'll spell it out again. At @SWRIGHTS_radio. That's my Instagram handle. Follow me there. I'll also post about like show announcements and so forth. So definitely follow me on both Twitter and Instagram and whatnot for further news and updates in terms of the program. So it's been a blast today, being here for 2 hours. Tomorrow I'll be back on for an hour only, from 5 p.m. to 6. So that's definitely going to be a much shortened program. I know a lot of you have gotten spoiled with me being on for 2 hours and 3 hours for the last few weeks. But tomorrow back to my my regular Saturday 1 hour slot. But nonetheless, it's going to be awesome. NHL skills competition tonight, 8 o'clock. Definitely tune into that, as well as I'll be talking about the Celtics game tomorrow as well on the Shukri Wright Show. But for now, it's been a pleasure. It's been a blast. Thank you, all of you, for those who have tuned in. I'll be back on tomorrow evening in exactly 24 hours. Yeah, in 24 hours, basically. So thank you for tuning in. It's been a blast. You've been listening to the Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. I will talk to you tomorrow evening at 5 p.m.
We're giving social media a makeover.
How many tries does it take to get the perfect photo?
The average girl spends 3 hours a day using social media.
48% of teens report feeling lonely and less confident in themselves after using social media.
After the iPhone release in 2007, the depression rate in teens spiked.
To learn how to make social media a more positive place, go to MediaGirls.org. Follow Media Girls on Instagram and use the hashtag MGMakeover.